Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. As well, we've been talking about it. Feels like for a while, and really it has been a while, but now all of a sudden it's coming up next Friday, 1 week from today, Halloween, and that means it is spooktacular. So it's kind of obviously a big event here going on in the Perry community, and you got some details to kind of run through with us. Why don't you just talk about what's happening, street closures, all that type of stuff.
So with the last Friday of October being the 31st, that is our date this year for the spooktacular downtown trick-or-treat walk. Many, I don't know about many, but we hear about it sometimes as far as people wishing it was on the 31st because that's Halloween and you finally get your wish
right
this 1 year, and then next year it'll be a different date because it'll be the last Friday of October. So anyway, really exciting to have this come around. I mean, it's something we've been on the calendar for a long time, and so people get excited about it. And it's fun to see the creativity of the community come out for Halloween. So 4 to 6 is the downtown trick-or-treat walk. And so street closures, all of 2nd Street between Otley and Patti Streets. And then your side streets, Willis Avenue between 1st and 3rd is like the primary area. Occasionally, Lucinda will have kind of a little jut out for like a trunk or treat with First Christian Church and the Pastoral Association. But really, it's the primary is 2nd Street, and it's kind of a one-way walk around that kind of goes around to Willis, over to the library, then down to DMAC, and then circles back up. And we have more than 50 businesses signed up to participate and organizations as well. Not all of them located downtown. Some of them are popping up, and so they come and be a part of the festivities. We expect about 1,000 kiddos to come out, which sounds like a lot, and it is, but that's the number that we've, that's around the number that we've seen for years now. And so just really fun night for the community. So, park over at the city parking lots, over by the Caboose Park or over by the post office, side streets, walk on down. Hopefully it's nice enough. We'll see what the weather's like. Kind of get warmed up before the rest of your trick-or-treating, but 4 to 6, it's still light outside, so it's great for the young kiddos. The streets are closed, so it's nice and safe from vehicles, and it's just a fun event to see everyone come out and about for it. The library always gives away books and things, so fun time to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. It is going to be, absolutely incredible, and of course, I'm sure you see, Lindsay, every year, a lot of different costumes, and I'm sure you get it. Do you ever get like the families that dress up together?
Oh yeah. I mean, not everyone, but definitely there are some, either all the kids are matching or a group of kids, but sometimes adults get into it too. And it's just part of the fun. So you can be a kid yourself if you want to. Maybe you'll get a treat. I'm not sure. I can't speak to that, but yeah, we usually expect about 1,000 kiddos and their adults. And okay, so easily 2,000 people downtown, if not more. So it's just really exciting to see that activity and have it all filled up for festivities.
Absolutely. And, sticking with the Halloween theme, obviously I know there's going to be a lot going on that night. If you kind of want to mention the two other things that are kind of coinciding with Spooktacular.
Right. So the community-wide trick-or-treating happens 6 to 8, so get your lights on if you're expecting some trick-or-treaters. And then kind of straddling those two time frames between downtown and community-wide is the Dallas County Hospital Safe and Healthy Trick-or-Treat. So in the north parking lot, each of those departments of the hospital will be handing out healthy treats. And again, good for the young kiddos because you're in the parking lot and everything like that, but that's 5 to 6:30.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And I mean, Lindsay, obviously there's stuff going on this weekend, but before we get to that real fast, because I know this will kind of be the next thing that's all of a sudden on top of us, is the 15th annual Art on the Prairie Festival. And that goes over obviously 2 days and is a big thing that also attracts a lot of people here to the town.
Yeah, that's right. So this year is a little different in that there's only 1 week between Halloween and Art on the Prairie, yeah, just the way that the calendar falls. So feels really quick this year, but you're right, it's coming up right away. Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, 9 different venues downtown, including the Hotel Patti, Perry Public Library, Security Bank Building, Carnegie Library Museum, Betsy Peterson Designs, Commonwealth Provision, Studio on 2nd, La Poste, and a new venue this year, the Myrtle Building, which used to awesome be Spelman Law. So really exciting to have that event. Another one that attracts thousands of shoppers and live music, artist booths, poetry, hands-on activities as well. So very fun for the community.
Absolutely. And real quick, I know the ISU First Impressions was just held. Did you happen to go to the meeting? Did you hear any feedback?
Yeah, I sure did. So really great opportunity to hear from those six individuals. They weren't there, but kind of the report of six individuals coming between May through August is when their visits were. From 24 to 34 hours is what their visit was, an overnight stay included. And yeah, they got out and saw the community. They did a little research ahead of time to kind of plan their trip. And all of that is helpful information for us to know what is our online presence. What does the gateway driving into town look like? How are they navigating? Is the signage good? What shops attracted them? How was their hospitality while they were here? Sure. You know, so there's lots of good takeaways there, things that we should be proud of because we're doing a good job, but there's always room to grow, to be great. And that was part of what we talked about is, awesome. You know, how can we take this promotion or initiative and do more? And how can we attract more visitors? But how can we also make sure that the experience is really positive, that they want to come back? And so there was probably 20 to 30 individuals there that were all kind of soaking it all in. Sure. And we have the draft of the report, and then the final report will be coming out soon. So it's just great to get some takeaways and kind of hear more about people's experience.
Absolutely. And yeah, so yeah, thank you for talking about that. And then as we end here, like you mentioned, lots going on, particularly with this weekend. So if you want to kind of mention a couple of things.
Yeah. So with Trick or Treat coming around the corner, don't miss out at Hy-Vee 10 to 1 tomorrow. Other things going on tomorrow include the Perry Public Library annual paper shredding event. That's 9 to noon. And then over at the Perry Police Department from 10 to 2 is the DEA's National Drug Take Back Day. So if you've got any expired medication or medications you're not using, to safely dispose of that, it's a great opportunity to do so. Drop it off at the police department and they will be having a fundraising breakfast as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's plenty to do this weekend before we get into the fun Halloween themed things and everything like that. So again, we've been joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, you did a magnificent job. Thank you for holding strong. And we'll see you next Friday then for Halloween, before things get rambunctious.
That's right.
All right. Well, again, that is all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.